Chapter 4. Circling Seagulls. Nat ran to the tool shed, took a rake, the other tools were too heavy to carry, and walked to the bus stop. He was too early, but he didn't mind. He blew on his hands to keep warm. In the distance, he could see the hills silhouetted against the sky. Something black rose from behind them, like a cloud. The cloud divided into 5 clouds, some flying straight, others spreading north, south, east, and west. And they were not clouds, he realized. They were birds. He watched them fly, and he could tell from their speed that they were going inland. They're not wasting their time here, he thought. They've got a more important mission. Then the bus came round the corner, and Jill got out with 4 other children. They ran around him, laughing and pointing.
Why have you got a rake, Dad? Jill asked.
No reason, answered Nat. Let's not waste any time. It's cold today. Go home quickly, he ordered the children.
But we want to play in the fields, they answered. We always do.
Not today, said Nat, raising his voice. Go home now, or I'll tell your mothers.
The children looked surprised and a little scared. Then they ran off across the fields. Nat took Jill's hand and started running. The seagulls were circling in the sky as if they were waiting for some signal.
Daddy, don't run so fast. I can't keep up, Jill cried.
Nat swung her up onto his back and carried her a little way. Then he saw Mr. Trigg backing his car out of his garage.
Can you give us a lift?
Nat called to him. Mr. Trigg turned his head and smiled cheerfully.
Have you seen all the seagulls? He called out. I'm going to have some fun with them.
He pointed to his rifle next to him on the seat.
I may take Jim too, he added.
Jim was the assistant on the farm.
Everybody's gone bird crazy. They can't talk about anything else.
The back of the small car was full of tools, and there was only room for one more person.
Can you take Jill home? Nat asked. She's scared of the birds.
Fine, Trigg said with a smile. Get in, sweetie.
Jill got into the car, and Trigg drove away.
He's crazy, Nat thought. How can he have fun with a sky full of agitated birds? He doesn't understand.
He looked up and saw that the seagulls were still in the sky. There were hundreds of them, and it looked as if they were coming towards the farm. Nat walked quickly for a few minutes and saw Mr. Trigg's car returning. Mr. Trigg stopped next to Nat and opened his window.
Your little girl is safely home, he said cheerfully. Are you sure that you don't want to join me for some fun?
Nat shook his head.
No thanks, he answered. Have you fortified your windows? He asked.
No, that's a lot of nonsense, Mr. Trigg answered. They like to scare you on the radio. I've got better things to do today. See you in the morning. We'll have seagull for breakfast.
He laughed and drove away. Nat hurried on, anxious to get home. He was just climbing over the gate into the field next to his house when he heard the beating of wings. A seagull dived towards him out of the sky, missed, and rose to dive again. In a moment, it was joined by 6,
7, a dozen others. Nat let his rake fall. It was useless. Covering his face with his hands, he ran towards the cottage. The birds kept flying at him, silent, except for their beating wings. He could feel blood on his hands and his neck. The birds' beaks hurt his arms. "I must keep them away from my eyes," he thought. He ran, fell, and ran on again, his hands still covering his face. Finally, he found the door to the cottage, but it was locked.
"Let me in!"
he shouted, banging on the door again and again.
"It's Nat! Open the door!"
Just as a huge seagull dived towards him, his wife opened the door. He fell inside, and as she pushed the door shut, they heard the seagull falling against it, and then onto the ground.